Yeah, my name's Natasha.
My name is already got to meet. Yes, my name is Casey Breeze.
Yeah, nice to see you again.
Spend some more time with you.
Yeah, I can't remember kind of where we left off. You were telling me about sort of things that you're in kind of one part of the party line, and there's people who you don't agree with, and things like that.
There's a major. Well, and to say major division, well, there's a bit of a division within the Republican Party. And it comes from basically in between Cruz supporters and Trump supporters.
That's where we left off there.
And that's mainly theological.
Yeah.
And so based off of religion.
So you said that you're not really into the religious aspect of, like, the Republican Party, right? Is that what you said?
Not necessarily. No, that's not my driving factor.
Yeah. So I think that, like, a lot of what makes people who are on the left or who are Democrats feel left out of sort of, like, mainstream politics is that, you know, there's this push from the religious right. And, like, you know, I'm not a Christian. I didn't feel like I grew up in a Christian country. What do you think people who are, like, Republicans but don't necessarily agree with that, like, what do you think their role is? Yeah, like, in sort of, like, building some kind of unity
that's
non-religious.
That's the attempt. Right now you're looking at there was a massive move, which wasn't really covered by the media, towards the center. So in my county specifically, there was an 18-point swing of people that voted for Obama 4 years ago.
Okay.
That's an 18% swing that voted for Trump this time.
Right.
And literally crossed party lines. They also voted down ticket, surprisingly enough.
For Republicans.
Majority Republicans. Yeah. So there was actually quite a large movement towards the center, or maybe a movement from the center towards the Republican Party in a way.
Yeah.
But one of the large problems that has occurred in the first 100 days here is that Trump is definitely taking it on the chin politically with the resistance movement from the Democrats. It's beautifully planned on their part as a political move.
Yeah.
Which that's you have to understand that's how I view these things, and so is that, you know, on both sides there are nasty tricks, and right now that is one thing we are seeing. At the same time that they're saying that people need to be replaced, these positions need to be filled, they're also making it almost impossible to sitting Democrats to pass any of his nominations.
Yeah.
And so it's an old school thing, and it happens. But then they're also running the resistance bit. It's demonizing a lot of people that I think otherwise would generally get along, find themselves in the same economic or socioeconomic backgrounds and beliefs.
So, like, if there are people who share a lot of beliefs with you, like, what are, like, the non-negotiables? Like, I feel like there's a lot of stuff politically that we're looking at, and some of it, like, we all can make some compromises in some places, but there are some things that we, as individuals, find, like, non-negotiable. Like, what are the non-negotiables to you? Like, we must have this in a platform.
Non-negotiables, for me, let's see. Those issues revolve around large government.
Uh-huh.
So a government that is over-regulating. I watch the government from within the healthcare system basically destroy a healthcare system. Now, in order to put in a system that benefits 20 million people or so in a country of 332 million people or so, that really has hurt the middle class massively. My two big points are healthcare and education. So I'm pro women rights. I'm pro religious or theological freedom. So whatever you want to believe, whatever you want to do, what in your personal life with all that, I'm completely cool with that. And there's actually a large section. A rather large majority of Republicans that are that way.
Right.
And then you have, it goes back to your first question about the theological end, the religious views.
Yeah.
You have a very small percentage. So this last election was represented by Ted Cruz.
Right. Yeah.
If you think the Democrats are mad now, well, think about what would have happened if Ted Cruz was elected, and people don't really understand the difference, being that their entire political platform is essentially, it is based off of small government, but mainly revolves like the earth around the sun, around their religion. And
right,
their
which
religious
is
viewpoints.
Pence as well is,
yes,
is
yeah,
part of that.
Yeah,
so.
Pence was actually, that was a bit of a problem for me.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't agree. Like, you would not have chosen Pence as your
personally,
your pick.
Personally?
If you will have to.
No.
Yeah.
Not with this history, no.
Yeah. So, I guess, like, you say healthcare and education are your big things.
Yes.
And I hear that. I'm a speech therapist, so I work
very
in healthcare
cool.
and in education right at that
very
intersection.
Cool. Yeah.
And I feel afraid for a lot of my students because I feel like under this, like, administration, they're going to lose access to a lot of, like, really necessary services.
Well,
like, what do you think the solution for that group
is? I can tell you. This is the deal. So my wife is a fourth grade teacher. I have a 4-year-old son.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of these things, I'm also involved with the school board.
Yeah.
And so a lot of these things have been politicized and turned into partisan politics.
Yeah.
And instead of looking out for the best needs and welfare of the children.
Yeah.
On both sides.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for our
second.